Film festivals can attract audience members from different cities, states, and countries. The Southern Circuit independent film series takes a different approach. It takes films to the audience. Organized by South Arts, each selected filmmaker travels to several towns or cities in the Southeast over the course of a week. This year, 18 filmmakers will travel to 21 different venues, including several in the Metro Atlanta area. The series kicks off this Thursday and runs through April. I spoke with the series senior director, Teresa Hollingsworth, here in studio. We were joined by participating filmmaker Joe York, who called us from the University of Mississippi. The Southern Circuit Independent Film Series takes filmmakers on tour, much like what a band would do. Teresa, what are the goals of the series?
Well, really, it's threefold. First of all, we want to provide quality independent films to communities that might not have access in the South Arts region, which we work with 9 southern states. We also want to provide filmmakers with the opportunity to screen their films for audiences who might not be aware of their work or necessarily have access to a lot of great independent film. And third, we are building audiences for independent cinema.
Fantastic. Joe, you participated in Southern Circuit before. In fact, you will be going on your second tour with this series this year. Would you tell us about your first experience and why you want to do it again?
Well, I have to say, as a filmmaker, you know, you spend a lot of time working by yourself on, you know, producing the film, editing the film, all of those things. And it's very rare to get the opportunity to really interact with an audience that gets to see your film. A lot of times, you know, the films I make will end up on public TV or places like that or on the internet. You don't really get to interact with your audience as much as you would like. And so on something like the Southern Circuit, you get to go to 6 or 7 different small towns, and the people that you meet in these places are so, so excited to have the arts come to their community, to have the filmmakers there. It's just a really wonderful experience to get to see the folks that are watching your film, to interact with them. And it's my favorite kind of quote-unquote festival experience I've ever had. And I'll throw this in there. I was in Hapeville, Georgia when I was on my first circuit, and I happened to be there on my birthday. And I don't know how in the world they found out about it, but the people there in Hapeville basically threw me a birthday party that night. So, I mean, it was just like moments like that are what make, you know, being a part of the circuit so special. It really is. There's a much more close, intimate relationship between the filmmaker and the audience and really the community than you find in, you know, a festival setting or something like that.
Joe, the film you are touring with is Shake 'Em On Down, about Mississippi blues guitarist Fred McDowell. He influenced musicians like the Rolling Stones and Bonnie Raitt, to name just a few. What attracted you to his story?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I am sitting right now in a booth at a radio station at the University of Mississippi, where we produce a weekly blues radio show called Highway 61. And Highway 61 is a road that runs through the Mississippi Delta, so it's kind of the blues highway here in Mississippi. And the theme song for that show that we play every week is written by Mississippi Fred McDowell, who's from a town called Como, Mississippi, which is about 30 minutes from Oxford, which is where I am right now in North Mississippi. I've loved Fred's music for a long time, and Scott Beretta, who's the host of that radio show, and I have both been just huge fans of his. But not long ago, we discovered a short film that was in the archives here at the University of Mississippi. It was called Bluesmaker, and it was made by a guy named Christian Garrison that had a similar job to the one I have now, but he had it back in the mid-60s. And he had done some interviews and filmed some footage with Fred playing. And it was amazing because there's almost no footage of Fred out there. And so we found this. We said, man, we've got it. It was only 8 or 10 minutes long. We said, we've got to tell the rest of the story, the rest of the story of Fred McDowell, because he was so influential. He was a sharecropper, cotton farmer, again in North Mississippi for most of his life. Then Alan Lomax, who those people that know much about the history of American music will know that he recorded most of the folk songs that we have recorded today, all the Library of Congress recordings. Well, Alan Lomax wandered into this town where Fred lived and made the first recordings of Fred. I mean, the chances of those two meeting are astronomical, but it was incredible that they did. And from there, Fred's career kind of launched literally from the cotton fields to, you know, flying to Europe to play in festivals, to meeting Bonnie Raitt and teaching her how to play slide guitar, to having the Rolling Stones record one of his songs and play it. You know, it was on their album Beggar's Banquet, which is kind of incredible. And the whole time when he's not playing these shows, he's working as a gas attendant at the Stuckey's. He's just an incredible character. And his music was amazing, and we just thought his story hadn't been told, and we wanted to be the ones to tell it. So that's what our film's about.
What was his song that the Stones recorded?
It was called "You Gotta Move." Was the song that the Stones covered of his. And it's interesting, if you go to Fred's grave today, you'll find the epitaph on the back of it are the lyrics from "You Gotta Move."
You gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move.
The name of the film, Shake 'Em On Down, that was Fred's kind of signature song. It was a dance song, and most of the North Mississippi blues, which Fred was kind of the godfather of that style of blues, was really dance music. You know, we think of blues now as kind of sad, hard-time music, but really it was dance music for house parties. Shake 'Em On Down was his song, and it was so much identified with him that actually some people only knew him by Shake 'Em or Shake 'Em On Down.
If you see my baby, Lord, mama, stand around, you know it. Ginger and honey, we gonna shake 'em on down, Lord, it must I love her.
Joe, your film seems very much a Southern story, and in much of your work, you try to dismantle Southern stereotypes. What is the value of showing Southern stories to Southern audiences?
I think Southern audiences are used to seeing other people from other places interpret their region into film or art, music, all those different things. I don't think that Southern filmmakers especially have had, in a lot of ways, the same opportunities as filmmakers from other places. But I think what's interesting is when we do have those opportunities, when we are able to tell stories about our region, I think those people that watch it in those towns across the South appreciate someone who understands them and understands their culture and understands this place in all of its beauty and all of its kind of, you know, all of its warts. I think that comes across when a Southerner interprets a Southern story. I think it's told with more nuance, with more grace. And I think that comes across to Southern audiences.
Well, Southern-based stories aren't necessarily the focus of all of the films in the Southern Circuit film series. There's one about a group of Palestinian women who speed race, one about a prank artist, one about Maya Angelou. Does the Southern Circuit strive to bring a diverse collection of films to these communities?
Absolutely. There are literally thousands of films that are produced every year, and a small fraction of those films actually reach audiences. Some filmmakers have films and they fortunately get distribution deals and are able to share their work either through the traditional cinema experience or through HBO, other paid television services, Netflix, things like that. But many times there are some wonderful films that are just little gems that a lot of people don't necessarily know about. We believe that we provide a very, very diverse lineup of just good stories. And we also have the opportunity to work with some excellent filmmakers.
Southern Circuit transforms watching independent films from a solitary experience into a communal one. What do we gain from watching a film with a room full of other people?
I think so many times art is enhanced when you're able to experience it with other people. Seeing a film home and alone can be very fulfilling, but hearing the reactions and listening to laughter, hearing people perhaps cry next to you as a fellow or sister audience member, I think makes it a much more human, intimate experience, actually. And during our Q&A sessions with filmmakers, to hear the questions and hear the other opinions of people from your community, I think, is very, very important to have civil discourse. So I think the act of people gathering to watch a film, even though there are so many convenient ways to experience film now, I don't think that we will ever outgrow that because of technology. I think there will always be a need and a desire for people to experience art together.
Well, Joe, congratulations and good luck with Shake 'Em On Down. Teresa Hollingsworth, it really has been a pleasure, and I commend you for all that Southern Circuit Independent Film Series adds to civil discourse as well as furthering the art of filmmaking.
Thank you.
Thank you.